This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Knicks not calling off the dogs and saying we are going to win every game that we can. They beat the Nets. They beat the Bulls to end the season. They end up with the 2 seed. You could look at what the Cavaliers did and basically say that they were trying. They were thinking of seeding in the postseason more than anything else. And even though I would love to avoid Miami or Philadelphia in the first round, I love the mentality that they had in winning those games. I love Tom Thibodeau's response, as we talked about yesterday, when he goes, the goal is to win. He laughed in the face of the reporter saying, did you think about seeding at towards the end of that game? So that will serve them well in the playoffs, that mentality. The only thing, and I don't think this is, and I'm not afraid of anybody as a Knicks fan. My bigger point is, I think they could beat the Sixers. I think they could beat the Heat. It's if you're going to make a long playoff run, what I don't want especially is the Miami Heat and that series and the physical nature that is going to be, because you know how they grind. You know how annoying they are. If that goes 7 games and our team comes out of that spent in the first round and it ends up hurting their chances going deeper into the playoffs. That's my only point, but I think that they will beat either Philadelphia or Miami.
All right, 2 things here. One, if Jalen Brunson isn't first-team All-NBA, I don't know who the hell is.
Yeah.
Number two, if Tom Thibodeau isn't the coach of the year, I don't know who the hell is. Those two guys had fantastic seasons. Unexpected to be where they are, kind of like the Rangers. I don't think anybody expected the Rangers to get the number one seed, and nobody expected the Knicks to get the number two seed. And I have nothing but respect for the way that they played this game against the Bulls, and I watched this whole game. And, you know, it was interesting. Goes into overtime. Precious Achiuwa comes on the court. And all of a sudden, he becomes like the guy that, you know, is going to be making the plays in overtime.
Yeah.
It's just that this has been a really good collection of guys, much like the Rangers, probably like the Islanders now going into the playoffs. They seem to really like each other. They seem to love playing with each other. And Jalen Brunson, as I've said since the day he got here, is the best point guard we've had since Walt Frazier. And maybe even better than Walt, other than the fact that, you know, he hasn't won a championship yet. But the things that he does with the basketball, how he goes and gets his shot, how he opens everybody else up for a shot, the things that he can see and do on the court has been amazing. And it's been, I got to give the Knicks a lot of credit, and just the Garden in general a lot of credit, because they have two of the best teams in their respective sports playing in their building. And for years, all we've done is criticize.
And rightfully so.
I'm not saying that it's not rightfully so, but now is the time to really reflect on, okay, what did they do? What kind of teams did they put together? Who did they go out and get? Who did they sign as free agents? Who did they make trades for? I mean, when they made the trade for OG Anunoby, who knew that both he and Precious Achiuwa were going to have the effect on the team that they've had? And that is a great trade. That is an unbelievable trade. And then to be able to sign Brunson as a free agent this offseason was another stroke of genius. I think we all knew how good he was because he won a national championship at Villanova, and the three guys that they've got here from Villanova have championship DNA, and that's why I love the fact that Thibodeau said, I wanted the two seed. I want to win. That's what we're here for. We're here to win. How many times have we lost games? And we get sick and tired of losing games, and now we got two teams that are giving us, and three teams if you count the Islanders, wins here at the end of the season that maybe in past years they wouldn't have won.
Yeah, it's just a unique situation this year that you have two teams with big-time playoff experience and superstars fighting in the play-in with the 7 and 8 seeds. I mean, that's the difference this particular year, but there is nobody, including the Boston Celtics, that you say the Knicks are up against that have no shot. I mean, there are teams, and there have been years, even the Carmelo years, when they would win over 50 games, you knew that they had no shot against the Miami Heat with LeBron in his prime and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. There was no way they were beating those teams.
If the Knicks shoot like the Knicks are capable of shooting, especially from three-point range when Jalen Brunson's doing his thing in the paint.
Yeah.
And they continue to play defense the way that, you know, Hart plays defense, Anunoby plays defense, Mitchell Robinson plays defense, Hartenstein plays defense. I mean, if they continue to do it like that, they can beat anybody they play. They also can be beaten by anybody they play. But I just have to say this. The fact that Spike Eskin has the absolute gall to think that the Knicks are afraid of the Sixers. Because I heard, you know, Evan talking about this, and I agree with Evan. Like, who are you? You're out of here.
Wait, hold on.
Or so, maybe it was Lugauer. I think it was Lugauer, Dogs, Damage, and
Dudes.
Dudes. Did
Spike imply that the Knicks were afraid of the Sixers?
Yeah, he did.
The Knicks themselves are the Knicks fans.
I got to give Lugauer credit. That kid started a whole Dogs, Dudes, and Damage thing.
It's going everywhere.
And it's going everywhere. So he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Unless he took it from somebody. Are we sure it's original?
The first time I had ever seen it was when he was posting on X.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny when I first heard it, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a thing. And now it's become a thing in other sports as well. And I attribute it. Now, people say we're dogs. I get it.
Yeah, you got
but
the dog.
But he's added Dudes and Damage.
Dudes
it's the
dogs.
3Ds.
Tommy! Tommy!
Yeah, I'm over here right now.
Yeah, there was another team about. I saw. I mean, the Yankees were doing the whole thing, and they were barking with the dog thing. There was another team I saw.
The Phillies.
Oh, was the Phillies?
The Phillies, yes.
Okay, Dudes, Dogs, and Damage.
And this is where it was Lugauer who went after Spike Eskin, because somewhere Spike Eskin must have said, like, oh, you don't want the 76ers. Like, they were going to beat, you know, the Heat.
That's what he does now, man. He's an afternoon talk show host of Philadelphia. Today is his first day.
Yeah.
Today is his first day.
Get out of here.
Yeah, well, he'll be in, I think, at some point today, and then the rest of the week he's going to be doing double duty. He's going to be Dudes, Dog, and Damaging himself.
All right.
Up here and down there, two radio stations.
But like I'm saying, for the Knicks and for Tom Thibodeau, go win, man. You want to win. You want a winning culture. We hear about the Heat culture and all that other stuff. You know, maybe the Knicks can have a little culture of themselves, courtesy of the Villanova 3 and, of course, OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa and this Hartenstein guy. I mean, it's just...
This Hartenstein guy.
The more you like. But,
I mean, he's been here for 2 years now.
I know, but
this Hartenstein guy. He's our guy,
He is our guy. But remember, he was the backup. And then, of course, Mitchell Robinson gets hurt again. And then the more he plays, the more you like it.
I mean, there have been some misses with Leon Rose, but there have been some absolute home runs. I mean, he missed with Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier. But
because they ran out of guys. They ran out of guys to add late in that offseason.
And there are more than enough to make up for it. The Jalen Brunson signing might be one of the best in the history of New York sports if it continues to work out this way. The trade for Anunoby and Achiuwa, bringing in Hartenstein, bringing in the other Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, he has done some really, really amazing things in the front office. And you just hope that it's sustainable now and they take that next step. Got to get to the conference finals this year now. Got to take a step forward. And it's not going to be easy, but I'll take this team against just about anybody.
Dude, it's not going to be easy for any of these teams. We know it. This is what the playoffs are all about, man. They got you sitting on the end of your couch. There's going to be games where you're going to lose and you're going to be disgusted. And then there are going to be games that we're going to win.
Well, yeah.
And it's going to be euphoric. And I just, you know, maybe it is 94 all over again. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah, we also are going to have the age-old tradition of waiting like 10 days in between first-round games in the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's the worst. It's like, game one's on Tuesday, and game two is on the following Monday. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Drives you crazy. Yeah. Hockey does a hell of a lot better job with that.
They do.
With
they
the scheduling. Do. You get no flow in these series. Never.
Yeah,
not even on travel days.
And you want flow.
You need flow, man. Let's go to Mike, who's up in New Hampshire. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, so, Gio,
yeah,
it was the right thing to do to get the number two seed, man. They want the home court advantage. You know, that place, MSG rocks when the Knicks are winning. It's great atmosphere. So, I think they got a shot to get to the conference finals. And I'm up here in Celtics land, so it'd be great to see that. Boom.
Yo.
You were right down the road from me last year. I tried to call at the Sky Meadow up here in Nashua, have you over, have a couple beers and, you know, smoke up some ribs. But
I appreciate the offer, but I'm up there hosting a charity golf tournament, as you know, and I have all these great people from DCU that are there for me to be with them, not to run off the golf course and go to your house and hang out with you.
I have ribs.
Mean, and I, as much as I would love to do that, and I love that area up there, I'm there for such a short period of time, it's hard for me to leave.
No, I understand. It's just you were so close, you know, and you've always been a kind of a hero to me.
Oh, wow. You're going to let down Mike
going down the hero role right now?
Just have some ribs with the guy, will you, Boomer, for God's sakes?
They got a great Chinese food restaurant over there by the Ramada Inn. I know that.
Yeah, Lilac Blossom?
Yeah, that place is good, man.
Hey, Mike, why don't you go to the charity golf tournament where Boomer's going to be? Why don't you go to him?
Are you going to be back up here?
We're not talking about that right now.
I think the answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Mike, listen, it's great to talk to you. I'm sorry we'll not be able to see you up in New Hampshire.
Wow, you're shutting him down, huh?
Well, listen, I'm not trying to be an ass, but I go up there for 20 years now. The great people at DCU.
Yeah.
And I have a responsibility.
Well, I mean, you can invite Mike leave.
No, it's not my party to
guest.
Invite. No.
Say like I'm bringing Mike. I'm Mike's hero, and I would like Mike to be a part of this.
I'd love that Mike feels that way, but I'm just, you can't do that to me. That's just like that guy that asked me if his dad played with me at Maryland. I can't. I got to be honest with him.
You got to be honest. I respect that. I do. I really do.
Right.
Let's go to Paul, who's out in Smithtown. What's going on, Paul?
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, Boompa, it's playoff time, all right?
Yes.
Winnie's Binky in the freezer. Winnie's blanket in the freezer. And listen, maybe Winnie gets a little cold bath. Not an ice bath, but right. I know she's young and that'd be illegal. But we cool everything off. Enough. All right?
I got to tell you, you know, this is, I'm glad that we're not playing them in the first round just simply because of that.
Wait a second. Stop. You what? Just said you, last week, you said you wanted that. And now you're saying you're glad you're not playing them?
If it happens in the second round, then it's even more intense.
Sure.
I didn't want to start out with the playoffs with the Islanders and the Rangers.
All right.
I wanted us to be separate. I want to be able to root for a second round matchup, but you know, you never want to take anything for granted. As I always tell you, one shift, one period, one game. That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be, if it turns out to be a round two with the two teams,
then you think about the freezer stuff, but right now, don't worry about it. Worry about whether you're either playing the Red Wings or the Capitals. Worry about those teams.
You know,
the Islanders have their hands full with the Hurricanes. I got to
tell you something. You know, this is you. So my son-in-law is not a nice person.
Wow. It's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
You know why?
Yeah.
This is what he did to me. So he takes a video of Winnie.
Yeah.
And he sends it to me.
Uh-huh. I heard Boompa in there. How are you, Boompa?
No. One more time.
I love you, Boompa.
I love you, Boompa.
Oh, I love you, Boompa.
I mean, what is that all about?
It, I mean, it's your granddaughter saying I love you, and yeah, he's sending and he can, that to you because he thought that.
And it was, and Matt sent that to me right after the Ranger Islander game that the Rangers had won in overtime.
Yeah, in the shootout. Yeah,
right. And then he sends that to me.
I don't think there's any ulterior motive. Yeah, ulterior motive.
100% there is.
What? Why?
Because you don't know him, and you don't.
Well,
know.
Well, explain it to me then.
It's hard to explain. I mean, it's like he's using her. To
make, break you down?
To break me down, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, now I get it. But I still think it was cute.
I get what, you know, when Sydney does it, I understand that because she's tweaking me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When he does it, it's deeper than that.
Man, as I've said before, it's going to be amazing if one day we can see little Winnie Doo-Doo in that Stanley Cup and in her daddy's jersey. And you can parade around Nassau County with Winnie Doo-Doo in the cup going, I love you, Boompah. I still love you, even though you root for a loser. I still love you, Boompah.
You know, you can say whatever you want. I mean, I don't really care. I mean,
I wanted this first round
matchup. We got
the one
overall seed, man. And
yeah, President's struggle. Oh, yeah, I know why you those teams all the time.
I mean, because, you know, listen, the Canes are not going to be an easy team, man. I actually think they have probably played about as well as anybody over the last 20 games. And their addition of Jake Guentzel from the Pittsburgh Penguins was a huge
I hate this matchup. I hate it 100%.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to tweak you about the matchup.
No, it's fine. It's different, though. You know what I'm saying? The Rangers are your world. They really are. I think more so than anything else in your life, your mood is dictated by the New York Rangers. Where for me, Islanders lose, I'll be bummed for a little bit. I'll feel bad for John Ledecky, and then I'll say, okay, now it's time to move on to something else. But you, this will stick with you like that Devils first round exit. It will stick with you for months.
And none of us have anything close to what that is for him.
No, not anymore. Not in this current state of life for me. I did, but not anymore.
Yeah,
not,
I did as well.
No, I know you did with the Mets and the Dolphins back in the day for sure. But where you are with your mood being dictated with how that team plays it's actually impressive. I'm not knocking it at all because okay. The passion is absolutely there. It's just that for me, I have to, like, at home, I have to deal with that time of the month. And then I come in here, if the Rangers lose, it's a similar thing. Eggshell spot. And I don't love it. Don't love it. So that's why,
well, let's hopefully,
even though I'm not a Ranger fan,
right?
If it's not the Islanders, then for the love of God, just go as deep into the postseason as possible because I would much rather have happy you, happy shows.
Yes, yes.
Not ornery, jerk face, Boompah.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't need that.
We don't need that.
Nobody likes it around here.
We don't want that.
You know who really hates that is Jerry. Jerry really doesn't like that version of you. You see him when he comes in here. He's such a, you are an ass today. When he starts getting into that whole thing, he already did it once this morning.
Yes.
So that's
why. That's off a win.
Yeah, I know. That's off a win. So
why does he do that? But I mean, like, it does happen more. It's happened more and more and more and more.
I think much like the commute to the city broke John Sterling, I think that you're crapping down his neck about the Nets has broken him.
You know,
over
I
the years,
listen, honestly,
and he now wants to see that same pain to you with your teams. That's what I think it is.
I mean, I haven't even thought about the Nets. Nobody's thinking about the Nets. Nobody
it was over the years, but it was when those guys were here.
Yeah, but we knew that they were going to. We knew that they were going to implode.
I was hoping.
No, we're not hoping. We knew.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. He's harboring that energy still and that resentment from
he's
that.
He's got to let it go. He's got a new coach, Fernandez.
Georgie, Jorge, Georgie, whatever what it is. But he's coming in. King's assistant. All right, let's go to Mike on Long Island. What's going on, Mike? Mike, good morning. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike, you're like on a headset or something, man. You got to talk into the phone. We can't hear you.
I had him get off it, and then he went immediately on it when I put him on hold.
Oh, really?
Mike, are you going to keep getting on? There he's gone. Dope. Well, you're
doing exactly.
I'm glad I squeezed that call in. Always works that way, doesn't it?
Yep.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. Has another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So I thought we would do this with John Sterling this hour. We'll get to all the sports. The Rangers won. The Yankees lost. The Mets won. First, you had a lot of reaction around baseball with the announcement of Sterling retiring. And you even had your old guy, Wayne Randazzo, doing a John call last night on Angels TV.
There's a long fly ball. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Mike Trout, a two-run homer. He blasts one to give the Angels a 2-1 lead.
So that's kind of cool. You got the high, far, gone. So that's kind of neat. Then I thought I would do this with you guys.
If my voice wasn't so effed, I'd try to do Wayne Randazzo, but I'm screwed. I don't even know if I could do it.
So that was Wayne Randazzo, the Angels game last night. Okay. No idea if they
were. How quickly did that resume go into WFAN Randazzo trying to come back here?
Oh, I don't know. He's in Southern California.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, though.
I don't know where he's
voice
from.
Voice of the Yankees.
14.4% state taxes. Yeah, he wants out of there. Yeah, there's probably a lot of inbox flooding going on right now.
Probably.
Ryan Hurley's got...
Andrew Bogish came over to me and said, what do you think's going on with this job now?
There you go.
I said, I don't know. I'm not saying he wanted it. The point is, this is a talking point now in the business.
And by the way, when did program director become brand ambassador?
Brand manager.
Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, brand manager.
Who created that title?
I don't know. Everything's got a euphemistic title now, you know? It's ridiculous.
So was Chernoff the brand manager when he was here?
He was. Yeah, he was.
Was that on his card?
It was eventually. At some point changed it from program director to brand ambassador, brand manager.
You slapdick. No. Is it brand manager or brand ambassador?
I think it's brand manager. Okay. Also, that's on the card. It says program director, brand manager, slapdick.
So I had to go with Denny Slubcheck yesterday.
He was great.
Oh, he was okay. Good.
Yeah, I threw a bunch of stuff at him. I thought he was awesome. And we have a very similar story. You know, Hofstra Island intern, work your way up to a job that you always wanted. So, yeah, I appreciate his grind, man.
He's got a weird haircut.
Weird haircut.
Yeah,
that did not strike me.
Did
at
you
all.
See Spike's haircut?
Oh yeah, I know.
Wow.
It is true.
I know. Spike comes off as a meth addict. No. Oh.
So what does Ryan Hurley come off as?
Somebody likes cheeseburgers.
Oh, wow.
God.
Okay. Any other insults?
What? He's a big guy.
He's thick.
Oh, he's thick, all right.
He's thick.
I don't know who's thicker, him or Pipilotti. Because I pushed Pipilotti this morning. He didn't even move. I mean, he was like a fire hydrant.
Pete's rounder. Yeah, Pete.
He's a round mounder.
You know? Pete, unfortunately, has grown in the wrong direction.
Right. He's got like a Barkley body.
Yeah. Yeah, Pete's a tough. He is like a. He's thick. He's like low to the ground.
And low to the ground, yeah. Right. But I think Ryan Hurley has got that same type of look to him.
I think that if you got Pete angry, he could maybe run over everybody in this building, including you.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he's got that like just that snap ability. Yeah,
that rage.
Oh, I would not want to put these helmets on with him.
No, absolutely not.
Sean Marash easily steamrolled him. That was fine.
He's soft.
Did Hurley play ball at Comac?
I didn't ask him. I don't know. Still learning about him.
I mean, so you think
he's overweight and has a weird haircut? That's your take from Ryan yesterday?
It looked that way.
I mean, I was like, I'm happy for the guy that he's got this job.
Oh, I was totally happy
excited.
For him.
You just look him up and down. You're like, hey, bad haircut, fat. I mean, come on.
Eat the cheeseburgers.
What was the last time we saw a program director wearing a sport coat?
That is
true.
Well,
he did. He looks good.
I said, when was the last time we've seen a professional
Mark was a
looking
polo shirt guy
in
khakis?
And the sweater, V-neck sweater.
Okay.
Yeah, right. V-neck sweater.
Spike was jeans.
Button
and
down. Yeah. Spike ripped jeans, t-shirt.
Spitz was a jacket guy. Not all the time, but I would say once a week he had the jacket on.
Oh, Spitz was stiff.
Man, they blowtorching everybody today.
This is making us all uncomfortable. We like all of these people.
I do like them all.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell.
I do.
I can't
fat,
wait till
stiff, meth addict,
slapdick. It's incredible. When are you going to make Ryan Hurley do the bike tour? Hop on.
Well, he's not ready. He's not ready for that now.
Take Big Tongue's spot.
Big Tongue's spot, yeah. Another guy. Wow. I feel like you're disgusted
by all of your colleagues. It's amazing.
Did you just say another guy, yuck?
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I told you. You know, I saw him last week. Bike bar. I'm like, what? It's like talking to Mushmouth.
Okay. Prior to the Yankees game last night.
Took out the whole building. 5 minutes.
Here was Aaron Boone. We don't talk about him or play him usually, but he was asked about John's retirement.
It'll be a 1-2. There it goes, deep left. Like just the instant rise into it, and then where it's going to go from there. I love all those calls.
See, even he's a fan of John's. He's more of a fan of his guys than Boomer is of the guys around here.
Yeah,
apparently.
I know.
I love the guys around here.
Sounded like it. Yeah.
Yeah, another guy, yuck. Sounds like you really love people.
Another guy, yuck. So, with John retired, Justin Shackle's obviously been doing these games, and he was at the mic last night in Toronto.
2-1 the count to Kirk, and he'll deals. And it's ripped on the ground, past third base, down the left field line. That's going to get a run in from second base. Retrieving it in the corner is Verdugo. Kirk jogs into second as he drives in Bichette with two away. An RBI double for Alejandro Kirk makes it 3-1
and
Toronto.
And speaking of thick, that's Al's favorite player in the bigs these days, Alejandro Kirk. A nice, thick player.
He looks like Pete Bellotti. He's about his size.
I suppose it's certainly possible that made it 3-1. 3-1 was the final as the Yankees dropped back-to-back games, losing in Toronto last night. Luis Gil, the loss, he allowed 3 runs over 5 on 3 hits and 7 walks. And Chris Bassitt, the former Met, 6 1/3 innings, 1-run ball for the win. Oswaldo Cabrera says he was outstanding.
He's nasty. He's a really nice pitcher, and everybody can know because he got too many pitches to beat you up, and we try to battle, but we know that he is a really good pitcher.
And TV is showing Rizzo and Judge striking out. Well, Rizzo, Judge, and Soto a combined 0-for-11 last night. Carlos Rodon the start tonight for the
Bombers. How about Chad Green hitting 99 on the gun last night?
Yeah, good for him. Spike checked in.
Oh, did he?
He said, I did wear a blazer day one for the record.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I bought it with my meth money. Okay. Yeah. We wanted to make sure that we knew that.
Do you want me to get to Spike? I heard you guys talking about that.
Sure.
You want to hear
this
stuff from yesterday?
Yeah, let's get to Spike.
Because I was listening on the way home when all this happened. So Spike goes on with BT and Sal, and they're talking about Knicks potentially playing the 76ers.
Yep.
Brandon's take is bring them on, doesn't care. We'll beat whoever's in front of us.
Of course that's Brandon's take.
And so Sal is saying just be careful with, you know, the Sixers. They got Joel Embiid it back healthy. And obviously Spike is a big believer in the Sixers. So here's how it started.
Knicks and six? What did I say?
Knicks he's five, basically Knicks and six. Dismissing. I'm saying
not
that, hey, I don't want the Sixers in the first round. They're
you
not
shouldn't.
A real seven.
You should.
BT says, okay, he's guaranteeing victory.
Well, whatever. I mean, the thing is, if Embiid had played 65 games, the Sixers would have won 55 games. They would have been the clear two seed.
All right, so then he goes in on Jalen Brunson. Nice player, however.
I respect the hell out of Jalen Brunson, and the Knicks have certainly outperformed what anyone expected this year. But we have seen this before. Like, the idea of a team that tries harder than everybody else during the regular season with a small guard who scores a bunch of points and then can't get it done in the playoffs happens all the time.
Hmm. You know what now? That's a voice you want to punch right in the face. That's what that sounds like right now.
Let's go to John in Freehold. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
But listen, I'm listening on the radio, and the more and more I'm listening, the boomer, he sounds like Imus to me. He's growing into an Imus, a grumpy old Imus.
Well, you have to say, John. Look, I'm coming off in a colonoscopy, so I got a lot of things going on right now. You know what I mean?
All right, I got to give you a pass, though.
All right, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Come on, John.
That was fun
just
for a minute.
Now you folded. Here. Just trying to keep it real around here.
Mm-hmm. Keep it real.
I'll give you one more for Spike when it turns.
But is that a face? Is that a voice you want to punch in the face?
There have been times.
You called him a skinny vegan bleep.
Yeah, you did.
Hipster man. Bleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been days I've wanted to punch that voice in the face, but not just, like, would you fight that voice? You want to do that? I would say yes, I'd fight that voice. Would you fight that voice?
Well, I would definitely fight
as
that
Knick
voice.
As Knick fans, you'll really want to fight this voice.
Jalen Brunson is 6 feet tall. He is the only offensive threat on the entire team. There is no possible way that a team like that, assuming health, and look, if Embiid gets hurt, whatever, they could certainly win. They would be a tough out, but they are not of the class of a real contending team. They're not built like that.
Yeah. Real easy for him to say now as he starts his Philadelphia talk show today.
Yeah, well,
yes, he does.
You know, I just wants me. I don't care who they get. This is a different team, man. This is like it's a championship tough team. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, those guys, like, they know where each other is at all times. Tough guys. You gotta love it.
I tell you, if the Knicks do knock out the Sixers,
oh God,
I'm driving right to WIP.
You should.
Knocking on the door. Grabbing a tasty cake.
Oh, hello.
Stuff it in his face.
Do you want to hear him read the tweets?
I think it was very funny. So for people who didn't hear it, yes, I think you should play it.
So Spike is our outgoing program director going to Philly today. He has not been well received by some of the WFAN fans over the last couple of years, and they let him know that. Good riddance.
Hi, I'm Spike. Today is my last day at WFAN, which was announced today. Congratulations to Ryan Hurley, the new program director here at WFAN. There has been an outpouring from WFAN listeners on social media telling me goodbye, thanking me for my time here. And I'd like to read some of my favorites that were on Twitter earlier. Goodbye forever, you clown. Hopefully the new boss gets rid of Sean Morash. Mr. Rogers, clown. Mask emoji. Good riddance, crackhead Nepo baby. One thing is for certain, you were PD when WFAN went down the drain. Thanks for nothing. You did a great job ruining the station with these terrible hosts. Have fun in Philly. Thanks for ruining New York sports radio. A once powerhouse of a radio station is now a laughingstock to an entire country. Spike Eskin, rot in Philly where you belong. Thanks for everything, New York, especially for making me feel so very welcome.
Well, they chased him right out of here, boy. I tell you, it worked.
Oh, gosh.
Chased him right out of here.
Some guys just can't play here.
He's like Sonny Gray.
I suppose.
Jordan Montgomery, you know, the stripes are heavy.
Yeah, pinstripes are heavy. Yep. He couldn't even know it was really good about that, all kidding aside. is you could hear him holding back the laughter on the crackhead Nepo baby one. Like, he just, you could, if you know Spike, you could hear his voice holding back the laughter.
I also like how they put it at the end. It was like he died.
Spike, yeah, I know. It's just put it up there. I know. And it's like black and white. Yeah. That was very funny.
Oh, man. Real quick, next hour, I am going to have for you, I picked out seven John Sterling, not the ones, not the well known ones.
Okay.
Seven John Sterling calls from the past 20 years. See if you remember
John Sterling deep cuts.
Yeah, I would say that. Not Derek Jeter, not Tino Martinez.
I like,
you know,
it.
The ones that maybe you forgot. We'll play them next hour. The Rangers did shut out the Senators 4-0. They win the President's Trophy. The Islanders beat the Devils 4-1. They clinched that third spot in the Metropolitan Division. They will take on the Hurricanes in the first round of the playoffs. And Caitlin Clark, the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Fever, as expected.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I got the full treatment yesterday. You know our buddy Chris Vinay of Baiting Hollow and The Rock. I went out there and I told him, I said, listen, during the week, I really try to be healthy. You know, I don't drink. I don't eat during the week.
Yes.
So he sends out, of course, even though I tell him this, he sends out a golf cart with this man. He is an ex-Marine. His name's Mike Patty. He's as squared away as anybody I've ever seen. Comes out in the golf cart. He goes, bottle of Casamigos. He hands it to me in a bucket with ice. Then he comes back 20 minutes later and he goes, you guys hungry? And I said, no, I'm good. He goes, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
I like it.
And he hands me a bag filled with Philly. So then he comes back like another hour later and he goes, we got some Italian pastries for you. And I'm like, guys, I can't do this. So, I mean, I dabbled a little bit, but it's just that, I mean, that they roll out the red carpet over there. It's absolutely amazing. But Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it, man. I heard you talking to our program director about his athletic career.
Yes,
did you want to know about that?
Yeah, he quit in ninth grade.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, just big sports fan. And I know he's all over New York sports. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously knows the industry, the business.
But did not finish high school sports.
No.
Huh. It's a shame.
He's going to fit in perfectly with you guys.
Hey, man, I at least played. Well, didn't play, but I at least wore the uniform and rode the bench all the way to a senior.
And you kept the book for your baseball team.
Yeah, after I got hurt. I would have played that year. I would have been a starter that year, but I dislocated my shoulder.
You know, I was thinking about this. Lee in Rockman County is a very good point. Or Les, I should say.
What's up, Les?
Let's go to Les. Les, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, you are killing me today. You are taking a beautiful spring day. The Rangers are flying. The Knicks are flying into playoffs, and you're bringing me down. Right?
Yeah, I agree, Les.
You guys from New Hampshire, you just blew up Eddie Scuderi's spot that he's got an off-the-books job that he hasn't paid taxes for in years. Right? I don't understand why you're so down today. And it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, Les, I got to tell you, Les. You know, at the beginning of the show, I was really pumped because of what the Rangers did last night, the way they finished the season.
Yeah.
The Knicks are number two seed. My son-in-law and his team backed into the playoffs. You know, they got there at the number three seed. So I was
backed into the playoffs.
Right, exactly.
Come on.
I'm actually in a good mood today, and I feel great, even though I still am suffering from a little bit of the lethargy that comes with, you know, doing a
colonoscopy. Yeah.
All right, well, I need you to bring it together. And I know with Sterling no longer on WFAN radio,
it seems like you are now going to be the kind of chief curmudgeon around town if you continue this way. So
yeah.
I need you to turn it around. You're really bringing me down today, my friend.
All righty, Les. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Are you now the old guy?
You know. Listen, I was thinking about this last night too. As you know, John has announced his retirement. You know, we got the great Sam Rosen doing the Ranger games.
Yeah,
we have Mike Breen running around when he wants to do some Knick games. We have Kenny Albert does Rangers, Knicks, and everything else possibly known to man.
Well, Howie Rose is taking a step back this year.
Guy, yeah.
He's not doing as many games as he used to.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, we have some great broadcasters around here.
We really do. So that's what makes me think that Yankee job is going to be coveted, really coveted by somebody.
But you know what,
Justin? They're just going to have the young guys just step right in.
I don't know, Justin and Emmanuel have opportunities of a lifetime. You know, basically, they have an entire season now to show that, and I think they're good at what they do. They're just not John, and it's hard to fill the big shoes.
I mean, it is. That's a tough thing because John was so unique. You can't try to be like John. You have to be yourself.
And they are. They have been.
Yeah, no, they've been fine. It's just, but is fine good enough, I guess?
Well, I mean, the point being is that they also had to be careful because they knew that they were in subbing for John. But
that's
now
true.
They have to see if they can elevate themselves and make themselves sound a little bit differently to the ear of the beholder and, of course, the boss.
But, yeah.
I mean, look, to me anyway, this is the best kind of situation that could have happened for this type of thing to happen because you never, like, if John was treated, I think, by Chris Olivero, like the pro that he is.
Yeah, the legend that he is.
And the legend that he is. And
100%.
Chris has an enormous amount of respect for both him and Susan.
Without
a
doubt.
For what they've accomplished. And we know that because we've listened to Chris talk about them both.
And even John Sterling on Evan and Tiki yesterday said, I've got such a wonderful boss in Chris Olivero. He goes, I don't need to tell you how great of a boss he is, but I mean, that's a tricky thing, you know, and Chris has had to deal with a couple of these, you know, sort of legendary end of the career things. And, you know, John Sterling, and he sounded great up until the end. So, I mean, Chris handled it with such grace because we're talking about one of the all time greats to be calling Yankee games.
He gave him the runway that he wanted. You know, there was no end to the runway until he wanted it to end.
That's true.
And that was the beauty of the way that Chris handled those guys.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So now, really, to me, the big question is, what does Susan want to do? And she doesn't have to make a decision right now. And does she stay? And, you know, does she get to pick who she wants to work with? Or does somebody, or do
oh,
you just
interesting.
Do the whole
You're telling whole me Susan thing? Gets to pick?
That's
a wrinkle I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, oh, she'll have a say in it, for sure.
But how long is she planning
she
on
may,
doing
like,
it
she
for?
May, she may like Justin. I'm sure she does. They sound normal together. They don't sound like there's any...
They sound normal together?
Yeah, you can tell when two people work together and it doesn't work.
Especially in a baseball broadcast booth. You know, what was that I shouldn't say his name. There was that one broadcaster back in the day. Do you remember? I'll say it. Who cares? Wayne Hagen. Remember Wayne Hagen?
Yes.
With the Mets?
Yeah, it
didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it was
okay.
Bad.
But
yeah, he's fine. He was like a Midwestern sort of...
He went to the Rockies.
Folksy type of thing. I don't know where he went, but he was, it didn't work out.
Didn't work here. That's fine.
And you don't feel that way about Justin Shackle or Emmanuel. You feel like it works here.
Well, the other question that I would have in this regard, and I know that these are employees of Odyssey. WFAN pays them, Odyssey pays them. But, you know, the Yankees are going to want to have a say in this.
Oh, absolutely.
So the question is, how do the Yankees view their radio broadcast? Did they view it as, hey, we're the Yankees, and we need to have somebody that has a name in that booth?
True. Or are you just happy? And Justin Shackle's been around the Yankees for a while, worked with the Yes broadcast. He has been around, so the Yankees are very familiar with
him. You know, it's a big job, but it's not the Michael Kay Yes job. I would say that. It's not
well,
that.
The TV job is always bigger than the radio
right,
job.
Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, like the name that I that's out there, and he is an amazing broadcaster, is Brendan Burke.
Yeah, I just don't know. Would he leave the NHL perch that he's on to do that, or will they allow him to you know, pick and choose, go in and out, and do all of that because he's going to be making
because he's making TV money. This is what he's making, and he's making really good TV money. And take this as a Ranger fan: when he does Ranger games, I'm not insulted. You know,
of course not.
Wow, he is really good.
Now he's probably And I've kissed his ass more than anybody, and I've done it to his face. But honestly, he is right now, to me, he's the most talented. I'm not saying the most legendary or the greatest of all time. I think he's the most talented play-by-play guy in any sport.
Younger guy coming up.
Yeah, I mean,
He's got a great voice. You know, he's like the Kevin Burkhardt of this era, even though Kevin really wasn't doing play-by-play.
Not in the beginning.
Right.
And then he started.
But there's no question that Brendan's at the top of his game. There's no question about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.